Blog Talk Radio.
Soldier, put on your Gideon suit.
right. Lead me to Zion. Lead me to Zion. That is our heart's cry. Heart's cry to the Most High. That he would lead us to the perfect way. That's all we mean when we say Zion. His way. His people. His land. But more importantly, his way. Okay? Zion. 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 A place established by the Most High. So, anyway, I want to thank everybody for joining in for another episode of Blog Talk Radio with your host, Five Smooth Stones. I do want to apologize for the delay before the songs there, before the songs. For some reason, this song has a delay in it before it picks up. But nevertheless, you got to hear both songs. They have a very strong meaning, both of the songs. And just thought I'd play those songs because after the topic we'll discuss tonight, you'll understand why I would pick those two songs. But anyway, again, thank you for joining us for another episode of Blog Talk Radio with your host, Five Smooth Stones. This is Brother Seth coming at you again. For those of you that have that are listening with your cell phones, the website is www.blogtalkradio.com/5smoothstones. That's blogtalkradio.com/5_smooth_stones. Don't forget the underscores, you're going to get somebody else. Once you get to that page, there's a lot of things that we're offering you on this page. The main thing is the archive. You can listen to any of the previous shows. This is our second time we're going to be dealing with this topic of this whole Big Brother topic with regards to the fusion centers. And so we dealt with this last week a little bit. And so you can always pull up that previous show and listen to it. I talked about some things on that show that I probably won't talk about on this show. So always, it's always a good thing to listen to the previous show. We always go over things that we don't go over in future shows, okay? And so while we're at it, and just to get this out of the way, because a lot of people don't know this, some of y'all listen every week, and you do know this, so be patient. But for those that are listening for the first time, if you go to that page, there is a picture. The profile picture, underneath the profile picture is a link to it. It's a Google link. It's a Google link to a lot of the books that I read. If you click on that link, it'll take you to straight to the library. You can listen and find out authors and titles, some of the books that talk about these very topics that we'll be discussing tonight. Some of them, of which are very scholarly people, very educated people, some which just as may not have the long letters behind their names, but they have the anointing and they have truth on their side. So, again, a nice library of books on all of the different topics we talk about. And mainly there's five topics, that's what we call them, five smooth stones. Those five smooth stones represent five topics. And so all of the books in the library is going to cover those topics, okay? But I can't stress enough about the archives. Please click on and listen to the previous shows. We've talked about a whole lot, and you really can't pull up it's hard to pull up the previous shows without going to this front page. So I know a lot of y'all, I sent a link to y'all on Facebook, and you're probably trying to figure out how to listen to other shows. Well, click on the word Five Smooth Stones, and then you can get a list of you can see the previous archive. Only if you click on Five Smooth Stones will that happen. That's if I sent you a link on Facebook. So anyway, so tonight, we are going to be talking about, let me just go ahead and try, I've been trying to do this, and that is read the show's description. That way we won't, get off on something else. So we can pretty much, at least everybody listening can have an idea of what we're supposed to be talking about, okay? I'm not going to say we won't take some side roads from time to time. But anyway, this is what I have for the show's description, okay? Y'all can read along with me if you like or not. But I said, urgent topic. We will discuss part two, Big Brother's fusion centers. In every major city, Do y'all know anything about the Confusion Center, the Fusion Center? Well, hopefully they will become the Confusion Centers, but right now they are called the Fusion Centers, and they're in every city, okay? And then I went on to say, hold on one second here. See if I get this. Hopefully everybody in the chat room is, this is working okay here. Okay, anyway, we said we would discuss part two of Big Brother's Fusion Centers in every major city and confidential information from one state's Fusion Center that linked to the Internet of Hebrew organizations viewed as possible terrorist organizations. In other words, there was a one Fusion Center information made it to the Internet. It was not something they wanted, but it did. Virginia's, or the state of Virginia's Fusion Center, one of the Fusion Center in the state of Virginia, actually, the information was linked to the Internet, and so everybody can see it for the world. So I definitely can't get in trouble for posting it because everybody's seen it, okay? It says, please click on the link below and read the document for yourself, pages 48, 49, and 50. Okay, so here's the link. If you want to see what I'm talking about, click on this link. However you want to do it, but that's the link to the document I'm talking about. This is the state of Virginia, one of the fusion centers, what they call the fusion center. This is a center where they collect a lot of information on an individual. It is set up almost like a command. It is a command center. It is a command center, no less than a command center. Very high-tech, very, very high-tech information. It looks like a little baby CIA. I know I hate to talk about Hollywood, but Hollywood sometimes have a little bit of truth, but it's almost like when you see the what's those rooms where in the Pentagon where they're discussing when they're about to make a hit. It almost looks something like that. It's a command center. How clear can I get it? Okay, but anyway, and then I went on to say for more information on this whole topic, go to one of the many videos linked below. In other words, there's another link here that has more information on these fusion centers, what they're about, what their overall agenda is about. Again, you've got to click on that second link to find out more information, okay? But I'm going to play a little bit of another video a little later on. So there's two links right there. One of them is to the state of Virginia's Fusion Center. Again, the Fusion Center is a place where they it's a command center where they get information from every organization, government organization they can about information on you if they deem you a terrorist, okay? And right now they're busted because it's in black and white how they feel about African-Americans. It's in black and white what they feel about the Hebrew Israelite. It's in black and white what they feel about the Nation of Islam. It's in black and white what they feel about the 5%ers. And white supremacist organizations, not just black people, folks. It's vast. Most of the people they're looking at, I think it's, I think most people they're looking at is black. I'm just going to be honest. I'm trying to be politically correct here. But we're going to talk about why. Why? Let's talk about tonight. Why? Why are they looking at us? Why are they following us? What makes black people so interesting? Why are they targeting the Nation of Islam? Nation of Islam don't even carry weapons. They don't advocate violence. Why would they be such a threat? Why does this little organization, and they are little compared to some of the organizations around, why are they such a threat? Why you call them terrorists and you got the militia? I know they got them on the list too, but these folks have guns. These folks practice shots, they have shooting ranges, and they're getting ready, and they have a serious army. I mean, they have the weapons to prove it. Nation of Islam have never been caught with no vast majority, with no whole mass amount of weapons. The 5%ers is just a group of, it's a small group also, even smaller than Nation of Islam, who believe that black men are the gods of the earth. And the 5%ers has an interesting doctrine, some of which is true, some of which is not. And why would they be on this so-called list? Folks, let's talk about this tonight. But before we do, let's invite the Most High for our protection. Let's invite the Most High for our wisdom. Let's invite the Most High high for our instructions on what do we do with this information, okay? This is a serious show tonight. Be careful because you might, and I do mean this, I'm not just saying this just to hype things up. They are keeping tabs on who listen to who go where, what who your friends are, and you'll see that. And folks, please don't, just out of respect for me, that's very true. Someone posted the largest corporations are owned by Jews and are run by a majority Jews. That's true. We go a whole lot deeper than that, my friend, but you are absolutely positively right, and that tells me you've been studying. So stay tuned, because we're going to go a whole lot deeper than that. But, yes, the Zionists, so-called Zionists, definitely do run corporations, the banks, media, and some people debate porn industry. I've never looked into research that part of it, but I know for sure Hollywood and a lot of corporations and banks especially. So let's go ahead and invite the Most High. We're very serious. Folks, listen, if you've ever been serious about a prayer, let's agree in prayer tonight. Let's ask the Most High's blessing upon this information that people, either you guys out there listening, will share key information, or I will share key information. Let's not underestimate what the Most High can do to us, okay? I'm very, very serious. So let's invite him into this conversation and also for our protection. Dear Heavenly Father, Yahweh, Father, we want to thank you for, first of all, allowing us to come to you as children and inquire on your lap, so to speak, about such a topic as this, Father. We believe and know that you exist. We don't always understand everything about your vastness, but we thank you. We know you exist, and we know you definitely is in the affairs of man. We ask tonight for insight, revelation, information about what the government is plotting for your dear people, for those that seek your will, for those that seek your heart, for those that seek your desires. We simply are trying to follow your plan on the earth. We're trying to follow your plan on the earth. We're trying to follow your plan on the earth. Help us to understand what the wicked is plotting, that we may not be used and abused by him or be exploited by the wicked. We ask that you give us wisdom and insight and guidance around the wicked, that we may prevail against the wicked in these evil days and times. These things we ask in your Son's name, and we thank you. We will forever thank you and give you glory for this information, this wisdom, this guidance. Amen. Very serious. Those of you that agree, in your mind or out loud, just say amen. We are all on one accord with this. We're very, very serious about this program tonight. One thing about Blog Talk and Facebook and MySpace and a lot of these social networks, they have a lot of people that is pumping out a lot of truth, a lot of information, a lot of insight. I'm telling you, those of you that don't know this yet, you need to turn off NBC, ABC, CBS, and CNN. Well, I probably shouldn't say turn it off, because you can find out a topic from them, but do your own research. Do your own research. If you hear that there was a bombing in Libya, okay, get the topic from CNN, ABC, CBS, but get the details from not just American sources, but Islamic news networks, Hindu news networks, Catholic news networks, BBC, okay, not just, that's European, I understand, but you need to get the news from more than one source, because I'm telling you, ABC, NBC, CNN, they are all bought and paid for, and so are all the others. But a lot of times when you listen to more than one side of the equation, you get different information. This is how you find truth, okay? That's one of the ways. And while I'm at it, let me just go ahead and share with y'all the different ways I think that you can get truth, I mean, truth on any topic. This is just something I've learned over the years. Maybe you adapt it. Maybe not. Maybe you agree with it. Maybe you won't. But let me just share with you how I get truth. This is how Brother Seth get information for this, that, and the other. First and foremost, the number one error-free way to get truth is from the Most High, from him, from the Most High. He can drop something on you you're sitting up in your living room or you're going down the road, you're minding your own business, and bam, he drops something on you, and nobody can refute it. It's strong, confidential, insider's information, and you got it just simply driving down the road, minding your own business. Folks, I'm telling you, this is the truth. This is the highest possible way. I mean, a lot of us don't have the money and the wherewithal to get into some of these meetings inside the Pentagon and White House and IMF and World Health Organization, World Bank. We don't have the wherewithal to get into a lot of these places. So how do we find out these topics, these secrets? If the Most High decides to reveal them to you, guess what? You're just going to get it. I mean, you'll have it. But unless he revealed it to you, we're all kind of speculating. We don't know. So the first thing is he revealed it to you. And that's one thing. Now, another way, this is probably the second best thing, there's a lot of people inside of these circles, these wicked circles, who are turning good, so to speak. Many of them becoming so-called born again. Many of them, their conscience is bothering them because, you know, they wasn't raised that way. And just for whatever reason, people turn on their comrades, and they are coming clean, so to speak. They'll go into a library, or they'll go into one of these places, and they'll create a website, or they'll just maybe send an email, and they'll send it to key organizations, and they'll walk out of that library like nobody knows who they are, and they'll send vital secrets. And this is how a lot of us are finding out stuff, because some people inside those organizations are truly the righteous who have come into full knowledge of, you know, the truth, and they are trying to break rank. Okay? It don't happen often, but it does happen. And when that happens, then the Most High got somebody, he actually has us following them, following him, and now he can use that information to, and that's really the reason a lot of us find out about 911, a lot of things. A lot of people are just coming forth and sharing on websites, and we're getting a lot of information. And another thing is often organizations like Democracy Now. If you don't know about Democracy Now, I don't know what to tell you. I don't know what to tell you. If you listen to this show, which is, this is the Federation of International Israelites. That's the name of the show. We have it every single Thursday night. Now, tonight we decided to change the title because we probably went to a special show. But normally we call it the Federation of International. I'm talking too fast. Actually, I'm doing three things. I'm making a mistake. Tonight's show on Thursday night is the New World Watch Society. The New World Watch Society. And we call this show the New World Watch Society because of, and I've been going so fast, I can't even type that. But anyway, tonight is the New World Watch Society. This is where we get together as a group of people and we talk about these events. And I just want to tell y'all this because I changed the name and I don't want to throw y'all. But anyway, folks, we got to understand what's going on in our world. We got to understand what these people are plotting for us. We got to understand this whole thing with the fusion center. What is fusion centers? I'm sure some of y'all wait for me to talk about it. What is exactly fusion center? Again, if you look at the description, if you look at the show page, if you're on the internet right now, I loaded some pictures, and hopefully you guys, we got the pictures on there. Yeah. Just look at these pictures. These are actual fusion centers. This is not the CIA. This is not some type of CIA operation. This is not pictures of the FBI inside of the office of the FBI. These are actual pictures of fusion centers, okay? So if you want to know how does a fusion center look on the inside, it looks like a command post. Lots of high-tech, big screens, computer screens, and they follow people that they deem to be terrorists or that's even fostering a terrorist type of environment, of which the Hebrew Israelites is one of the groups. Nation of Islam is one of the groups. 5% of the organization, for those of you that's familiar with the 5% organization, these are people that believe in the 5% being righteous black people, and they look at the black men as gods, as literally as gods, kind of akin to what Christ was teaching when he said, ye are gods, and, you know, everybody got truth, and that there is some truth to that, you know, but it ain't just black men, it's all men that was made to be as gods, under God, of course, never, ever the other way around. Okay, but anyway, the 5% is adding that group, militia. As a matter of fact, I think I'm going to go ahead and pull up that organization, just go ahead and read it to everybody. Well, but some of y'all are driving on the road, you have no idea what we're talking about. You can't pull this stuff up, and you're probably tripping right about now, saying, I can't see it. So we're going to play some a little later on for you where you can hear more information. And a group that's actually combating these fusion centers all across the country. But, folks, these people are serious. They are very serious, and they are serious about watching black people. Now, they name certain black organizations, but you got to read between the lines and listen to what they say about African Americans. They are really watching us as a people. And this is my beliefs. Now, they say out of their own mouth they're watching the Hebrew Israelites, Farrakhan, the 5%ers. But if you read the language, you know by the spirit, and having been around for a while, those of you that's a little older, you know if they're watching them, they're watching all of us. But why are they watching these nonviolent, never been in trouble black people that's believing the fact that we're Israel? One of the things they call us is anti-Semitic, and anybody anti-Semitic goes on this list. Now, this is what I don't like about this whole anti-Semitic thing. If you're anti-Mexican, you're always speaking out against Mexican. Everything you do, you're dogging out Mexicans. There's no term anti-Mexican. If you're dogging out black people, which for sure should be a term, you know, if you have hatred towards black people, there's no term called anti-African-American. All I'm saying is why is there a term anti-Semitic? Its creation is evil in its conception. I mean, if you're going to have that terminology, nobody should be anti-Semitic, but nobody should be anti-black or anti-African-American or anti-Mixon or anti-anybody. So, but when we start saying we're the real Jews, they put us on this list. They're watching us. And you know why? You know why, folks? Do y'all really want to know why? Because they are part of a wicked scheme to keep and preserve a people that never had no heritage in that land. It's a part of the oppression of the earth. It's just that simple. And somebody said there isn't even a term for anti-white. That's true. It shouldn't be anybody should be anti-anything. So what I'm saying to us, we got to be wise. What are they really saying? Now listen to how they talk about the militia. Let's just go ahead and read the document. I'm trying to wait till more people come, but we got a chat room full of people. We'll go ahead and look at this. Because I really want y'all to really think about what's being said here. Not be fooled by the enemy, folks. This is serious, serious, serious. I mean, they know everything about your shopping habits. Every organization, government organization, feed into these fusion centers. I want to play a little clip that I played last week because some of y'all didn't hear it, and I know you want to hear it. We want to play just a little bit. Actually, you know what? Let me do something better than that. I'm going to actually play a clip that's going to be very interesting to you of some people that's fighting against these fusion centers, and y'all going to understand what I mean by this is wicked all the way around, and it don't have nothing to do, even if you're part of a large church. You know, like some of y'all familiar with the term, the name T.D. Jakes. Are you familiar with Pat Robertson? Any large organization like that, they deem a threat because, I mean, Pat Robertson could just get on the show one day and say anything, and all of a sudden he got thousands of people against something. T.D. Jakes can one Sunday morning say he's against fusion centers, and all of a sudden he can have thousands upon thousands of people, you know, protesting the next day. So they are really watching mega churches. So this thing is huge. They are very serious. They're looking. So what does all this mean, you probably say? What does all this mean? I can tell you what it means. They're watching the militia for one reason, because these folks got guns, and so you got to watch a bunch of people with guns and firearms and white supremacist organizations. These folks have a history of violence. They should be on the list regardless. But why is these black people on the list who have no previous record of violence or criminality? Why are they on there? That's the question. And that's what we're going to talk about briefly before we play this this video. Now, and I believe it's the same thing J. Edgar Hoover said. Can anybody remember what J. Edgar Hoover said? He said some key words as to why he was doing most of the foolishness he was doing. He said, "We're trying to stop the rise of a black messiah. We're trying to stop the rise of a black messiah. We're trying to stop the rise of a black messiah." What would be wrong with a black messiah? I mean, if they stood for righteousness and they was trying to lead all people, now if they're trying to lead black folks, maybe you have a point there, because, you know, you have relatives that you care and love, but what if they're trying to reach all people? I mean, Martin Luther King Jr., was he not trying to reach all people? Was he not trying to help all people? Okay? What was with, you know, him being assassinated? Okay? Lots of black leaders have sought to try to help their people first, but they never discounted helping white America. You know, most people care about their own first. It's very normal and natural for you to care about your own house, and then you care about your neighbor's house. So, but Martin Luther King Jr. strictly came out and said he was for helping all types of people. So, anyway, folks, I want y'all to hear organization that's actually fighting against these fusion centers. What is a fusion center? FUSION, a fusion center. It is a watchdog. It's an organization. One of the organizations created out of the Homeland Security Act. And you know what? As bad as I don't want to do this, I'm going to have to just go ahead and play this again, because there's so many of y'all that I can see that's really interested in this. And I think what I'm going to do, and those of you that heard this last week, please be patient, because I know y'all heard this last week, but I got a lot of people that is wanting to hear this again because they wasn't here last week, and everybody don't know how to look stuff up on the internet like I'm sure some of you do. So anyway, I'm going to play this. For those that wasn't here last week, and I just want y'all to pay attention to it and be patient, because, like I said, some people wasn't here last week to hear this. Not last week, but on Tuesday night. So I'm queuing this up right now as we speak, and we'll listen to this. What exactly is the fusion center? How it come about? Okay. So let's go ahead and cue this up. We'll talk about this shortly.
Hidden power, secrets, cover-ups, corruption. You think you know the whole story? Think again. I've been governor, a Navy SEAL, a fighter. I've heard things that'll blow your mind. And now I think it's time you get the whole story.
No. The secret government plan to spy on, round up, and imprison innocent Americans.
Anybody that seeks to challenge the status quo could potentially be a violent threat.
Jesse Ventura uncovers a plot to force martial law on law-abiding citizens.
Certainly the involvement of the military is something that's very concerning.
Replace the 50 states with 10 giant prison sectors. Fill up hundreds of concentration camps with people like you and me.
They call them residential centers.
Residential centers with fences.
Because they're designed to hold whole families.
And pull the trigger with a disease pandemic.
There's this massive preparation, literal megadeth.
It's not a fantasy. The wheels are in motion. And politicians are passing laws to steal our freedoms and protect the elite.
I'm here to talk to you about these FEMA camps. They don't exist.
So why was it put in that bill?
Before it's too late, Jesse Ventura cuts through the laser wire, storms the prisons, and blasts open the American concentration camp conspiracy. I'm Jesse Ventura, and this is Conspiracy Theory. Madison, Georgia. Jesse Ventura's investigation of a police state conspiracy has led him here. After weeks of traveling to sites of alleged concentration camps for innocent citizens, he's arrived at the most chilling display of all. What in the hell is this? Coffins?
Hundreds of thousands of coffins.
And if they had to get rid of people or dissidents, they got the caskets for it, don't they?
Yes, and we found stockpiles all over the country.
In this conspiracy business, you hear a lot of stories about America turning into a police state. Most of the time, it's only stories. But every once in a while, you get the truth from the most unlikely source. In this case, it was Catherine Blanche, a young woman from Missouri. Look at her. With the teenage earrings, short skirt, she's just a girl, really. Like anyone's daughter or neighbor down the street. Why would anybody bother messing with her?
I found out that an agency in my state had issued a report saying that I should be considered a threat to law enforcement.
Wait, hold on. Let's back up a little. Catherine, who are you? Do you belong to a subversive group?
No.
Have
no.
you ever?
No.
You haven't belonged to anything that the government would consider subversive or like the Hell's Angels?
No, I was a delegate for the state of Missouri as a supporter of Ron Paul for the RNC in 2008.
They labeled you as subversive, and all you were doing was practicing your First Amendment rights in this country, and you learned they put you on a watch list?
Yes.
Let me get this straight. She campaigns for a legitimate presidential candidate. What's more American than that? Yet she's labeled a threat. Something's not right. I thought we had a constitution that protects against that. Well, fear trumps freedom every time.
Well, it actually involves the Department of Homeland Security and these institutions that are popping up all over the country called Fusion Centers. Have you heard of those?
After 9/11, Homeland Security and the Justice Department set them up in cities around the country. Command centers that gather and analyze information from government agencies, police departments, and private sources. Supposedly to prevent terrorism. So, these fusion centers are, on the surface, look like a good idea, combining the federal, state, and local law enforcement, sharing their knowledge, sharing their abilities to provide safety to us in case of a terrorist-type situation.
Well, I thought so at first. Then we filed open records requests, got copies of 11 reports. Most of them were political profiling documents, and they profiled all types of ideologies and lifestyles.
I think this young gal was putting me on if it wasn't all on the record. These fusion centers have police powers, and centers around the country have been accused of targeting all sorts of people and groups. Ordinary folks who might be pro-life, pro-gun, part of a big church, support a third party, or just attend college. Not terrorists.
Now, folks, let me pause this just for a brief second. We are going to read some documents a little later on validating everything they're saying. Right now, you hear the word conspiracy theories, you kind of blow it off. This is Jesse Ventura. You know, he's questionable because he was a governor himself, so we don't know whether or not to trust him. But I'm going to show you the documents that leaked to the Internet, a bona fide government document that's already in the show's description. Don't jump ahead. Please stay with us, okay? Let's do one thing at a time. Let's listen to this video, and then we're going to all look at the document together. You're going to see that they're not just blowing smoke. This is serious stuff.
I didn't know what a fusion center was. Today there was a report that said that I should be considered a threat. I basically dropped everything to figure out what was going on.
When this young lady went out to find why she was being targeted, the powers that be were not polite. You're sick of dog on a girl.
In Missouri, when I showed up to Governor Nick Clinton's office to submit an open records request, I was thrown out by Highway Patrol.
I am telling you, you are to leave this office. It may fall under the Department of Homeland Security.
Yes, Department of Homeland Security.
Well, it's the old standard. When the government tells you they're going to protect you, get ready because you're going to lose your freedoms.
I hereby declare this to be an unlawful assembly.
I personally would rather have my freedoms and face the danger rather than them making me safe and locking me up. Catherine Bleich left me with some leads and the makings of a real conspiracy. I had my team all over it before I got back to the police.
Dear Governor, there are 72 of these fusion centers around the country.
Yeah, and as I understand it, they coordinate information from the CIA to the FBI to the state police as well as the local police.
The biggest problem with all of this is that there's no oversight.
And did you know they've been sued? They're supposed to be watching for terrorists, but they've actually gone after protesters.
Yeah, even conspiracy theorists. Yes, even conspiracy theorists. Obama's regulatory staff has some statements written in the paper saying that conspiracy theorists should be banned altogether.
Obviously, there's a lot more to this. I want to know everything about these fusion centers.
Brilliant. I'm on it.
And get me a flight to D.C. immediately.
Got it.
Everyone had leads to chase. I had a source in the Capitol. Mike German spent 16 years as an FBI special agent, infiltrating terror cells and preventing acts of terrorism before 9/11. A few years after 9/11, he got so fed up with the foul-ups and abuses within the Bureau, he quit. Now he's focused on reining in those fusion centers.
Now, did y'all hear what he said? This guy, having worked for the FBI, these are real people, real names. You can research this. These folks really did work for the FBI. Now, you got to take everything with a grain of salt. We're not just vulnerable and believe just because I'm on the Internet and on YouTube, we're going to believe it, okay? No, we're not going there. We're not that simple. We're diggers. We remember, this is a New World Watch Society. This is a group I call everybody that part of this blog, this society. And what we try to do, we dig into the spiritual, looking from a Hebraic standpoint at current events. Now, these fusion centers are very real. They're real, a part of the Homeland Security Act. Do y'all remember when they was asking for spies? Y'all probably don't remember this, but the government actually asked for, they wanted like over 100,000 spies. Everybody forgot this. And then every once in a while, I went to somebody saying, oh, yeah, I remember that. But they said it real quick. It was just a news clip. They wanted spies, and then you hear no more about it. Well, where did those spies go? These were regular people like you and I that can go and spy out. And, of course, I'm sure it was probably looking for certain kinds of people to do this that they would employ. But lots of people you know and you work with and you go to church with and you go with are probably these governmental spies. These are people, regular people, that are reporting to the government anything they see suspicious. Don't sound that bad, right? Well, what have they created out of that? I believe, I don't have proof, but I think what come out of those spies is these fusion centers. So now they got these spies reporting to the fusion center. They got the welfare departments reporting information on certain peoples to the fusion center. Like you heard the lady say out of her own mouth, if you take a stand against a lot, any leaders out there that's leading things, leading any kind of anti-government, anti-capitalism, anti-Israeli movements, you are the one they're looking for. Now, we got a question. I'm going to only let you ask a question because first and foremost, I'm here for you guys. I'm here for the listeners, for the those of y'all that are listening to this blog. Y'all are first, and then these videos and all these extra audio clips I play because it's all about us, what we're discussing. So I want to open the line for a quick comment. Someone at area code 804, go ahead, you're on the air.
Peace, Brother Seth. Peace, Brother
Juice. How you doing? I can barely hear you.
Peace, Brother Juice. Brother
Hold
Seth.
On. I can barely hear you, man. Try again.
Peace. It's Brother Joseph. Can you
hear me? Okay, Brother Joseph. How you doing, my brother?
I'm doing good. How about yourself?
Oh, I'm doing all right, man. I mean, the Most High is good. He's gracious. Got my challenges like everybody else, but we're holding it up. You know, I know in the end where the victory lies, and that's what keeps me going.
Okay.
But go ahead. You got a quick comment about what we're hearing, what we're listening to?
Yes, I'd like to add on to that. First of all, I have a quick question for you. Have you ever heard of the Rainbow Color Classification Code?
The who?
The Rainbow Color Classification Code.
I think I heard that a long time ago.
Yes. The leaks started coming out around 1994. I left the first word out, but it really called the United Nations Rainbow Color Classification Code. You know, your red list, blue list. See what I'm saying?
You know you're a little off subject now, right?
No, this all in with the fusion. This all in with
okay,
the fusion.
Okay, go ahead. Talk to me.
You know you got your red list and your blue list and your yellow code. You see what I'm saying?
Okay, what does that mean? What does it mean in regards to the fusion centers?
All right, the fusion centers, that's like you said, is a command post. You got a machine that could be kicking out warrants. And that's why these foreign nationals, these foreign police over here, that's who's gonna be picking you up. And see, all black people, they got a black color behind their name. They don't have no red color or no blue color. They have a black color. That's for extermination. Now, see, all them white people that been buying them guns, they got a red color or blue color behind their name. See, like them cameras at the traffic lights and everything.
Uh huh.
That's how when the warrants be kicking out, you could be seeing people in flight. I mean, they're gonna be in flight, running. But these people gonna be behind you, and that's how they gonna keep up with you through these cameras. Yes.
Okay. So we'll start this. Everybody just bear with me because I think what Brother Joseph is saying is very key. What he is saying, according to his research, and he calls it the rainbow color classification. I have heard of it. So just so you know,
yes.
I'm not totally in the
yes.
dark. I have heard of it. But I wasn't aware that was linked to the fusion center. You're saying this is just another way of them tagging, so to speak, the people, or reclassifying people by color coding. And we're talking about the fusion center. You think they're behind this classification?
Yes. All this is from the United Nations. See, when you start seeing this draft thing, when you start seeing these soldiers leave the country, get ready. They come to pick you up. You better not be at home.
Listen. Now you're gonna have to practice. You're gonna have to break that down. Cause listen, there is no. Hear me out. It doesn't make sense for them just to pick up people. Remember, we talked about this last time you called. When you say picking up everybody, they want they want to tear up all America, or they want to do something to all. When we talked about that, you got to be careful because they don't want everybody. They only want the troublemakers. Hold on. Let me get this out. They only want the troublemakers. They want people that is going to stop them from setting up this one world government. Any of y'all that's been listening to the show over the last past 5 weeks, you know, I've laid this foundation talking about spiritual warfare first, how there's angels and why we're even at war, what these wicked people want. What is this all about? What do they want in the end? They don't want to just lock up people just to lock up people. They don't want concentration camps just for sake of concentration camps. They don't want to just harass people just to. No. They need us. They need slavery. Joseph, what they need from us is those rebels that is going to create a following and support for another kingdom or another agenda outside of the one world government or the new world order. That's who they're looking for. That's who they want off the planet. They want the rebels. They want the thinkers. They want a bunch of slaves. They want docile, addicted to anything type of citizens. I remember I met Colonel Bogreit. Do you know who Bogreit is?
Mm-hmm.
Joseph, do you know who Bogreit is?
Yes, I do.
Okay,
you know who Al Cup it is? You know who Al Cup it is?
Say the name again.
Al Cup it.
No, I don't know. But let me finish my point real quick because I want to get back to this video eventually. I want you to have another comment, but I want to get back to this video. Real quick, though. Bogreit is the human Green Beret. He is the he's where we get the little dolls, the little toys called G.I. Joes. He is the real human G.I. Joe. That's why these dolls were made from his life story. Bogreit ran for president. He's a very serious citizen, loved the country. He wrote a book called A Nation Betrayed. I think he did some other works, but he had a strong following there for a while, and Bogreit did the seminar in Dallas, Texas, and he talked about how that the government want all of us sick, and I could not understand why this intelligent man, having been the most decorated Green Beret of all time, would say that the government want us all sick and addicted. Now, but as years, I didn't understand it. It kind of sounded like what you're saying. Why would the government want us all sick or all addicted? And I began to think about it over the years, and it came to me. If you're addicted to either prescription or non-prescription illegal drugs, you're not going to be a rebel. You're not going to be leading causes because you have a dependency. And people with dependencies are not very, historically speaking, they're not the main rebels. They may vote and do little things, but the more addicted you are to drugs and the more sick you are, the more, it's kind of like the book, The Protocols of Learning Anxiety, and I don't want you getting off here, but one of the things they said was to load the people down with debt. That's another obstacle. When you got debt and addicted people, addicted citizens, a sick society, they don't have time to be concerned about these deeper things. So what I'm saying to you, Joseph, before we play this video, finish playing this video, is when you say they're coming after us, you got to – no, they're not. They're not coming after just anybody. They might be coming after me. Go ahead.
Can I say this? See, it's a good thing that they got to go after these white people with these guns first. If they didn't have to get at these white people with these guns, then they will come at you directly and get all the black folks like they did the Jews in Germany. But they got to get these white people out the way first. After they get them white folks out the way, they gonna get black people by the growth.
What white people you talking about? What white people you talking about?
Huh?
What white people are you talking about, Joseph? What white people are you saying they want out the way?
Okay. These are white people I'm talking about. Remember the white people that been buying all these guns?
Okay. I see what you're saying. Yeah,
I think you're absolutely right. Now, I agree with you on that.
Yeah.
Anybody that's very much into anti-government sentiment, that they're really into, they're definitely not for capitalism, and they socialist is basically what they're calling them. And they own weapons. You're right. They want them out of the way first because they want them out of the way first. I don't know. I sometimes think they want people that's formed with. Hold on for one second. I sometimes think truth is more lethal, more destructive to what they're trying to do than people with guns. The militia is just saying things, and the armed citizens that's not for the government, big government spending and all this crap that's happening. These people don't really, to me, they're not that lethal. They're just a bunch of loudmouth people with guns. And yes, they're dangerous. But
and they're unorganized.
Hold on. I think the more lethal people is people that are speaking the kind of truth that you hear over five smooth stones. When we talk about who the real Israelites are, if the world all of a sudden took note of that, then the support for Israel is going to come under heavy scrutiny. All of a sudden, the nations of the world, the Christians and Muslims, everybody is going to really come down on Israel, the so-called Jews. And when they do that, remember, we need, and I got to go back to this video because it's not fair to the listeners. So let me make my point real quick, and then I want you to comment, then we'll go to finish up this video because this is some serious stuff about this fusion center. I don't want us to lose pace on this. But real quick, let me say this, and then you can comment. Israel, they're saying, is strategic for, you know, we have of course the Israelis there, which is my mind is going so fast here. I'm trying to say this in a timely manner, but we need that base. We need Israel is the only democracy in that region, at least that's what they say. Okay. That's pro-America. All right, Saudi Arabia, kind of, but Israel is our allies, okay? And we work with the Israelis on lots of things as it relates to strategizing against the Islamic world, okay? So we need those our allies, Israel, to be safe and to be there in that land. So when we, people like me, says that the people in Israel is not the true Jew, I'm tampering with their military base. I'm tampering with, they think, democracy in that area. I'm tampering with, they think, their ally. They feel like Israel is the only way they're going to be victorious on that side of the globe, in that region, in that heavy Islamic region, okay? So this is major, but I don't even think that that's all it is to it, Joseph. I think it's much bigger than military bases, allies over there, a democracy set up. I don't think that's it. I think that's a smokescreen. That is something we need, supposedly, they say anyway. I don't believe it. But speaking from a military standpoint, that may be something we need. I'm not for the United States government, in terms of what they're doing military. I think they're a bunch of imperialists. But I'm just saying that maybe have some truth to it. But I think the major truth is spiritual. Because once spiritual allegiance switch from the Israeli or the so-called Jews, when folks stop looking at them as the people of the Bible, my friend, you have just rewrote history. The whole religious world is going to be shaken. And what is going to come out of that shaking is going to be amazing for the true Jews, the African Jews that are scattered through the four corners, the black-skinned, vastly non-white Jews. Talking about African-Americans, I'm talking about everybody that have lived out the curses or the prophecies in Deuteronomy 28. That is the only way you can tell who a true Jew is, according to Deuteronomy 28 and verse 46. Okay, so, Joseph, I think this is much bigger than them just going after anybody. Just, you know, so when you say they're coming after us, no, they're not. They don't want all of us. I mean, think about it. Do you really think they come after 40 million people? They are harassing our leaders. They are watching our leaders. They are watching our the people that can blow a whistle and thousands come. Those, the Fusion Center is not big enough. They don't have enough employees to watch all of America. They can't. These social networks, I'm going to go here. A lot of people might not like this, but I'm going
to
go here. Let me just get one more thing in. I think all these social networks, all of them, have, I'm not stupid. When we typing and blogging and saying different things, the government, either they're working with these networks or they're spying on these networks themselves. And every time we type in a word like Allah or Israel, we got so many times to type that we come up on a list. I'm not dumb. I know what this is, Facebook. And when we say things like the fake Jews, that term fake Jews, we come up on a list. I mean, not if you say it once, but after you say it hundreds of times, they know if somebody keeps saying that, they watch us. So we're all being watched, those of us that are speaking this language. But the good news is, and then I want you to comment. I'm going to get your last comment. We're going to look at the video. The good news is, folks, like SNCC said back in the 1960s, they cannot track all of us. So the more people that know this information.
He don't know what he was talking about. He don't know what he was talking about.
Who don't?
That statement from SNCC, who was
it was an organization, SNCC. SNCC made that organization. They said that we're not like Martin Luther King. We don't even think King should be the leader. SNCC believed we all should be leaders. We all should be out here speaking against the government, doing the sit-ins and the boycotts. As long as Martin Luther King is our leader, they can destroy Martin Luther King, and then the movement will stop. So we don't like how they're treating Martin Luther King. We don't want no one leader. And I agree with them. And look what happened when they killed King.
I got this thought before I lose it. I got this thought before I lose it.
Go ahead.
The only thing that's going to destroy us if we react to this thing and run to the streets, you're going to get destroyed. You better stay in your house or find you somewhere to hide. I'm telling you, you get ready to witness the greatest military coup in military history. I'm telling you something. You better catch on to what I'm saying. You're going to see these people everywhere. Now I'm going to ask you this. 1970, you know what happened, right? Wade legalized abortion.
Right.
They didn't want the white babies. They wanted your black babies.
That's true.
So you know if they're killing your babies, what you think they got for you? And you on the front lines fighting who's who on this earth, don't you think they know it? These white folks mad as hell that they got to kill these white people to get to us. That's how we going to get our getaway. They going to be so busy trying to get this white man, and we going to get away like what that old spiritual song, we going to steal away. We'll steal away. Yeah. This thing deeper than what most people think it is. If we don't receive that help and that protection, it ain't gonna be no black people left alive. I'm telling you, we got a black color beside our name. If you black, you got a black name. You ain't got no red lips. See, them white boys, they got a red and a blue. See, the blue is for aftermarket. If you black, it's death for you. Extermination.
Again, and then we'll listen to this video, but listen to me. I think you are on some very strong stuff. I will give you much props. I think you own this something. You are right. I do think it's going to be a military coup. I think it's going to be the largest. I think a lot of things you say are true. It has to be true. because the internet is both a blessing and a curse. We are all vulnerable putting our information out there. Whoever thought of the internet is very a smart thing, but it also is going to be a very thing they die by. Because
let
a lot of white, hold on, a lot of, and I got to put this video because, you know, a lot of people listening ready to, for me to finish playing this video on the Fusion Center, so I got to go back to it. But real quick, the internet is a blessing and a curse because a lot of white people who was against black people and racist, they have learned a lot about black people in chat rooms and social networks, and they have switched. So we're gaining. But at the same time, they are learning a lot that we're making ourselves very vulnerable by putting all our information on Facebook. And you know, I've got even a big Facebook set up, but I don't have everything about me there.
If I was you, I wouldn't be afraid because you know why? You know why? Because when they come in your house, you could be sitting in the front room. They ain't going to see you. They're going to tell you, them brothers going to tell you, come, brother self. Come. They're going to grab you by your hand. Them soldiers going to come in your house, and they're going to leave. See, we ain't ready for this protection we're going to receive. All of us might not get it, but some of us going to get it. And it's going to blow out.
I receive that. I receive that. But listen.
I can't
listen,
wait.
I want you to stay on the line because I want you to comment after we play this video because you're going to be. Have you heard this video that we're actually playing right now?
I done heard more than that. See,
okay,
I
good.
Listen, let me tell you about that.
Out of respect for everybody that's listening because a lot of people haven't heard it, I'm going to play a little bit more of it. And I want you to come back on the line. So I want you to hit on your phone right now one again where your hand will go down because it looks like you got a question. And then when you want to comment again, hit, now, yeah, right now, let's see here. Right now, your hand is up. Hit one on your phone real quick. Let's see if it goes down. It did. Now, I guess it'll happen once I mute you. But let me go ahead and mute you for now, Joseph, and I want to finish playing this video. Then we're going to come back and talk about this, okay? We're not done, man. We are far from being done, okay?
Okay.
Because I know you got a lot to say, man. I know you've been studying, and you're one of those that alert. I may not agree with you on everything, but I know for a fact you have a lot of truth, and the Most High is going to use you as well in this latter day to help wake up people. Most people trust the government. They're far from where you're at. You're on the opposite end. So
black
you might be a little
fear.
Hard to take.
Black people,
you're going to be a little hard to
full
take.
Of fear.
Say it again.
Black people full of fear. They fear written all over them. I got a dog. My dog don't even mess with white people. He only go after black people. He smells fear.
Oh,
and
I
you know how dogs
dog.
Play the game.
Oh, yeah, that. After listening to Dog Whisper episodes, I know you hit on that. But listen, let me go ahead and play this, and I'm gonna put you on mute. And when I put you on mute, hit one on your phone with your hand to go down. After the video, if you have another comment, hit one again, and I'll bring you back on. Okay.
Okay.
All right, man. Okay, everybody, we're gonna go ahead and finish listening to this the video talking about fusion centers. Check this out. Now, we're going to rewind this just up a little bit so we can get the name of this gentleman he's talking to, okay? This is a guy that used to work for the FBI. Y'all can research any of this you want.
Everyone had leads to chase. I had a source in the Capitol. Mike German spent 16 years as an FBI special agent, infiltrating terror cells and preventing acts of terrorism before 9/11. A few years after 9/11, he got so fed up with the foul-ups and abuses within the Bureau, he quit. Now he's focused on reining in those fusion centers.
They developed in such secrecy, with no guidelines and no oversight, that the public really has no way to hold these institutions accountable.
No guidelines, no oversight, bad enough. But it's what he told me next that really made my blood boil.
where they start collecting things that aren't necessarily reasonably associated with criminality. That's where the problem started. In some programs, even expressing extreme views.
Wait. Who plays God here? I'm the definition of what's an extreme view. Coming up, Jesse goes after the thought police, and he finds out you better watch what you say.
Law enforcement officials believe that anybody that seeks to challenge the status quo will be a violent threat.
Confrontation at the government facility that's gathering secrets on all of us.
We don't watch people, we do watch trains.
But aren't trains people? And later, the governor exposes a police state prison camp built for you and me. If this is a residential center, why on the sign does it say you can't bring in anything that could help lead someone to escape? Jesse Ventura is beginning to unravel the police state conspiracy. While his investigators follow leads across the country, the governor is in the nation's capital. He's arranged a discreet meeting with former FBI agent Mike German about the growing nightmare of fusion centers, the government's latest way of gathering information on you and me.
When we first produced a report in 2007 about this, there were 42 fusion centers. Now there are more than 72, so they're growing very rapidly.
What's the reason for the secrecy on their part?
There's obviously a very unfortunate history with police.
Did y'all hear that? Now 72 fusion centers. This is this video is about 6 months old. Okay, so it's growing very fast. I would say now it's over 100. On the description page of the show, I have a map of where the fusion centers are. They're everywhere in the United States except in like two states, and I know Idaho is one of them. Of course, Idaho is vastly white, and I can't overlook that, folks. Why don't they have one in Idaho? Maybe they're working on it, but anyway, they're everywhere else. So, and just wanted to just share that. So, again, these fusion centers are very real. Later on, we're going to talk about a document for those of you that just tuned in. We're going to talk about a document that's actually, there's a link on the show's description page to this document, and you actually see hard evidence of this.
Intelligence activities in the United States, particularly targeting political groups. So I think part of the secrecy was to allow this thing to develop before anybody found out much about them.
Okay, who's in charge of it?
That's the best question out there, and the answer is nobody.
That says to me it's ripe for abuse.
Absolutely, with very intrusive powers that law enforcement have to gather information about members of the public, you have almost no or weak oversight and no way for the public to get any kind of accountability over these issues.
That sounds like a recipe for disaster.
Open the door, I'm going to bust it down!
While I was speaking with a terror expert, my investigator June was in Austin, Texas. He was there to meet an underground group of fusion center watchdogs. They call themselves Operation Defuse. Their leader is John Bush.
John Bush?
Operation Defuse is a movement of individuals whose purpose is to educate activists and the American public about the growing threat of the fusion center.
So why is it important to defuse the nation?
Overseen with the fusion centers, law enforcement officials believe that anybody that seeks to challenge the status quo could potentially be a violent threat.
Have there been abuses that you know of?
There have been a number of fusion center reports that have leaked that indicate that, yes, they are targeting groups because of their political beliefs.
They're gonna bust you for thinking. They're here. The thought police. Now you can get arrested for what you believe in. What you buy, what you read, who you associate with.
Right, and they've started a suspicious activity reporting program.
What do we quote and put under suspicious activity?
Some of the behaviors are things like photography, taking videos, drawing diagrams, taking measurements, even expressing extreme views. originally the suspicious activity reporting program was directed at law enforcement, so at least they had some training in the law. But now they're actually public programs where they put out videos that show planes crashing into towers and say, you can prevent this by reporting your neighbors.
Now that you hear I say you can, they'll show you this is how they get a lot of volunteers. Again, about I guess 10 years ago they looked for these volunteers and they said we need people to volunteer. When 911 first happened, they started talking about volunteers, getting these volunteers to start reporting to the Homeland Security any type of thing you saw suspicious. These spies, they was looking for spies and they said they just wanted to get like 100,000. Didn't get to hear about it no more. It disappeared. What has happened is, while the rest of us were asleep, there were some people that heard the call and moved on the call. And I'm not stupid. They probably rejected most black people, and then they rejected even some white people because a lot of white people ain't forced a lot of this foolishness either. So they looked into their background and kept some of these people. Anyway, make the long story short, now we got something on our hands, multi-billion-dollar outfit called these fusion centers. It's all over the country. That if you look at the show's description page, you'll see a pictures of them inside, like the one of the ones in Texas. Tonight we're going to talk about the one in Virginia the most, because we're going to read some here in a little bit. But I just want to play a little bit more of this video. Then we're going to read about the fusion center in Virginia. We're going to literally read a document that was linked to the internet. Man, nothing they can do about it because the whole world knows about it now. We're going to listen to the type of language they have to say about black people, more specifically the Nation of Islam, 5%ers, and the Hebrew Israelites. So we're going to read that in a second, but I want y'all to listen just a little bit more. You learn a little bit more about these fusion centers because this gentleman is actually Jesse Ventura, like I said, taking with a grain of salt. He used to be a governor, but he knows a lot, and he is talking to these are real live people in the government, okay? Some of them are serving right now, and their word is out, you know? Yes, it's a video, but when you get your congressman on video saying things, they are liable, okay? So let's finish up this.
Fusion Center, we were met with about four very big armed guards when we went in there simply to deliver an open records request. Yeah, this one's really scary. This is the Arizona Fusion Center, and we interviewed this woman right here, and she actually informed us that they run organizers of protests. They run their names through their databases. I asked her if I were to organize a rally, would she run my name through the Fusion Center databases?
Yes.
She said yes. So that's legitimate First Amendment activity.
With a lot of this collection, this activity reporting, the government takes what they think is a pattern or a profile, and they apply that to you.
That's as anti-American as you can get.
Right, and it creates a huge chilling effect where people think, I don't want to be involved in politics because I might be spied on. Somebody might suggest that I could be a terrorist because I'm involved with this group.
Profiling anybody and everybody who disagrees with Big Brother. I knew the next step, only I was hoping I was wrong.
Is this a step towards martial law?
Certainly the involvement of the military in these fusion centers is something that's very concerning to us.
Martial law, I've seen that in the Philippines. The military moving in and taking over our communities, stomping on our rights. And these fusion centers are helping grease the skids. So, Mike, these fusion centers, they're located everywhere. What's one of the big ones that you know of?
Well, they have a number of big ones. One of the very slick productions is the Colorado Fusion Center.
The Colorado Fusion Center is my target. I'm on my way. Coming up, Jesse Ventura goes up against a real-life monster. The Monster Fusion Center that's watching you.
Would I be under observation by a fusion center because of my beliefs that I don't always believe?
Hopefully not.
Hopefully.
Then, concentration camps for you and your family. The governor uncovers a horrifying secret right out in the open.
for a residential place. I've never seen one with a locked front door and double fences.
And later, a sight even more frightening than the camps. What in the hell is this? Jesse Ventura is outside Denver on his way to the Colorado Intelligence Analysis Center, a.k.a. the Monster Fusion Center. The governor is here to demand answers about surveillance and targeting of innocent Americans. He doesn't know it, but his next step will lead him to something unthinkable, but all too real. American concentration camps for you and your family. That's it. Doesn't look like much, does it? But this is Homeland Security's crown jewel. 55 different agencies use this place as their control center for spying on protesters, even ordinary delegates, outside the 2008 Democratic National Convention. But what else is it up to? Lance Klem is the guy in charge.
That's our guy right there. I didn't know you were part of this.
Yeah. Lance Klem, you hear what he said? I didn't know you was a part of this. When Lance looked at the Jesse Ventura, who was previous a governor, he knows he ain't dealing with no Rudy Poo. So the first thing he says was, I didn't know you was a part of this, but why does it even matter if he's a part of it or not? Anyway, I just want to just share that. So he can't see the video. You guys can only hear it, but you got to see his face. By the way, the name of this video is Police State Conspiracy Theory, Jesse Ventura Censored Episode. Police State Conspiracy Theory, Jesse Ventura Censored Episode. Okay? Again, we're calling real names out. He's meeting with real congressmen, and they're talking about these fusion centers. But like I said, we're going to actually go into an actual document. Virginia's fusion center information has been put on the internet, I'm sure, by somebody whose conscience really bothered them. They didn't like it. They don't like it. It even says it in it that, you know, some things. But anyway, not even going to that because I don't want to be liable. We're just reading a little bit.
When they're not looking. So your main function is gathering intelligence. Is putting together.
And that's Lance, CLEM, Homeland Security. Again, sorry about that. That's Lance Klem, CLEM, Homeland Security. Because I want y'all to know these people are real. This is not just some conspiracy theory foolishness. This is real people. This guy serves with Homeland Security. I rewind a little bit.
I didn't know you were part of this. Yeah, hit them when they're not looking. So your main function is gathering intelligence, is putting together pieces of information. Fusion Center means that they take all kinds of pieces of information and use them together, gathering intelligence. It may or may not be possible. It also appears to me to be very ripe for abuse. This technology that you're putting together, how easy could that be used against American citizens? We don't watch people. We do watch trends. But aren't trends people?
Not necessarily.
But they could be. They could be. We had an occasion to study the Fusion Center in Missouri.
Uh-huh.
And it came out that they were focusing in on people with Ron Paul stickers on their cars.
Right.
Now, isn't that going above and beyond the call of duty? I mean, it even showed up conspiracy theorists.
Yeah.
That puts me in there. Would I be under observation by a fusion center because of my beliefs that I don't always believe?
Hopefully not.
Hopefully.
Hopefully not.
First he tells me they just fuse information. Then he says he hopes they're not watching me. I think all hope is lost. These guys sound out of control.
We've got documents from Missouri, and we've got one from Virginia that specifically targets African-American,
right,
or people who are against Israel,
yeah,
or it's really troubling to see somebody who has a particular political slogan on their car.
Okay. Did y'all hear him say that they specifically target African-American? On this video,
We're at 18 minutes and let's say 23 seconds. You will see the actual document where he's quoting about African Americans. So watch this. What I did, since you can see the document, I just typed in letters to that document, and I was able to find the document. That's how I did it. That's how you can do it. Go to the video, Police State Conspiracy Theory, Jesse Ventura Censored Episode. At 18 minutes and 23 seconds, they show a copy of that document. Type in word for word, use quotations, type in word for word, just look 5 words at a time because you can't see the whole paper, and you will pull up that document. That's how I did it. So anyway, I wanted y'all to hear that. I'm not going to play the rest of this. It's very interesting because they even run up on coffins, and these coffins is throughout every major city. You'll be riding down the road, and you look off to your left and to your right, and you'll see all of these, like, they look like little coffins. There's no other word for it. And you'll say to yourself, you're probably not thinking none of it. You've seen it. If you've been in any major city, and they're everywhere. I mean, Alex Jones actually does a special just on these coffins. Every major city have them. And when you go ask the people, you go on the site where these coffins are at, or coffin lookalikes, and you ask the people, why, what are those? They'll say something like, oh, they're for new moving. They're for moving. But all of a sudden, in the United States, on major highways, off to the right or to the left, not all of them are off to the right or left. Some of them are not near a highway. But I'm just saying a lot of them are, and there's been many questions asked all over the country, and the answer we keep getting is they are for, you know, moving or something like that, but they look like they're for people, body bags. And then some of them look like concentration camps. They look like little cells. Some of them are, there's lots of cell-looking structures, and then there's these coffin-looking structures. Both, you can see them. They're everywhere. Folks, I'm telling you, this is major. This is, you want more information on this, you can go to truth11.com and get information at ourprisonplanet.com. They'll go into that. I'm not going to use this time to go into that, but they talk in depth. Actually, Alex Jones takes a camera and go and let you see how they look. Even on this video, a little later on, they show you. But, of course, y'all can't see the video. But in your own time, go and look at if you're interested, okay? That's about the coffin. And then go into concentration camps. That's deep. That's something you need to know about. Is it possible? Folks, they're estimating, even the ministers, Christians, the church, as well as economists, is pretty much saying the same thing with regard to this economic shutdown in 2012. Okay? I don't think the world is going to end in 2012 like the stupid Hollywood movie, but I do think something economically is going to happen, catastrophic. I mean, something major from an economic standpoint is going to happen. It's going to create some type of mayhem. And I think there is going to be something. Again, when you get the churches and the economists and the government all saying the same thing, that's scary. I don't think we've had that happen too many times where the prophets and the churches, the economists, everywhere is saying the same thing. Okay, so we experienced the first bubble burst with the economy collapsing not too long ago with the ARMs, the accelerated mortgages. But this is something completely different. I'll tell you a good video to watch to talk about this, and it's called The Day the Dollar Died. The Day the Dollar Died. This is a YouTube video. YouTube has a lot of good information. You can't trust any and everything you hear over the Internet. But some of these videos are well documented, documented, and this is one of them, The Day the Dollar Died. This guy gives you a scenario of what will happen from an economic standpoint, from an economist standpoint, what would happen and what he believes is going to happen in 2012 and what to do about it. That's The Day the Dollar Died, okay? So let's go ahead and look at this document that I've been talking about since the show started, okay? Let's go ahead and look at this document I've been talking about since the show started. All right, now, this is the state of Virginia, Some kind of way, one of its had to be an employee, they took it upon themselves to, I guess, show the world what's going on behind the scenes in Virginia. They have this document. It's on the Internet twice. There's two different places it's on the Internet, and one of which is this link that's, that I put in the show description. So if you have the show description up in front of you, go ahead and copy and paste the link. Oh, my goodness. Can you believe this? I cannot believe this. This, oh, okay, wait a minute. It's saying this is down. Wait a second. Oh, my goodness. I'm telling you, folks, I should have, hold on. I'm learning some right now. I promised to the Most High that this was up not too long ago. It looks like this site is down. Let me try it again. This site is down, folks. Are y'all seeing this? Okay, that's all right. Because guess what? I know of another place. So bear with me. Now, tell you what, let me finish playing this video, and I'm going to get that other. Now the enemy is moving. I promise to the Most High that this link was up. Last Monday when I had the show on Tuesday night, I had this link. I provided this link, and it was good. Now, all of a sudden, it's not. This information is not there. So, uh-oh. Let me finish playing this. Let me go look for it, okay? All right, y'all just keep listening to this video, and he's going to talk more about coffins and concentration camps as well as these fusion centers. And I'm going to look for this link, this Virginia link. I apologize that it's not working now.
This guy isn't even bothering to deny it.
That's really nice.
Well, it is nice.
And these policies are universal to every fusion center, or do you run each fusion center separately with these basic policies?
No, each one of them is managed separately. The federal government doesn't manage these operations.
But they oversee them?
No, they don't.
They don't?
No.
That was maybe the scariest discovery we made yet. Nobody's at the rudder. These fusion centers are running wild all over our rights.
That's peculiar. You mean they just give away the money, and from that point on, they say you're on your own?
Well, it's near the money.
Right. Yeah. Imagine dozens of fusion centers, dozens of mini dictators you never heard of, a secret government funded by elite power brokers in the top echelon of Washington. What's the real scheme here? I got an idea when I got a call from Austin, Texas. It was Alex Jones, my conspiracy insider. He knew that June was in town. And when he heard the term fusion center, he went ballistic.
Governor, I need to talk to you right away.
These fusion centers...
Hold on, Joseph. We'll get to your question in a second.
I met Alex up in Central Prison, Texas. At least it seemed to be a prison.
This is also designated as a civil unrest center, and there's 11,000 plus acres in this area controlled by the Department of Defense.
So there's much more Central Prison space. Right.
Yes, for the major complexes in the United States, suppressing the major cities during unrest with financial collapse or during war or during a revolution in the country.
Just exposed prison camps across America would be for you and me.
They would build them all nation prisons that are for entire families, similar to the Nazi concentration camps.
There are no such. No, there are. conspiracy began with a look at government terror response bases called fusion centers. The case is now taking a frightening twist.
Now, I want y'all to know something. Y'all hear the congressman says there's no such thing. You heard him say out of his own mouth, no such thing as concentration camp. Keep listening to this video.
Conspiracy expert Alex Jones has warned the governor that fusion centers are actually command centers for a network of concentration camps ready to be activated under martial law.
We know that they plan to use the cover story that these centers were for illegal aliens or undocumented immigrants, but that they would then build them all over the nation, prisons that are for entire families similar to the Nazi concentration camps.
Or similar to when they interned American Japanese citizens in World War II.
Exactly.
That government plan to suspend the Constitution, declare martial law, and round up anyone deemed a national security threat, it's documented. It's called Rex 84. It was cooked up under the Reagan administration by Colonel Oliver North.
Nothing but the truth. Yeah, did y'all hear that? Rex 84. Look it up. It's the truth. Oliver North under Reagan. Now watch this. This is what I think of all of this before we finish it. I'm not going to talk long, just real brief here. Folks, this is your Katrina. You've been told right now that there's coming a storm and that you should leave your houses. Many people in New Orleans felt like we feel right now. Oh, I can handle it. I handled it before. And I'm not saying leave, like they said, leave New Orleans or leave this area, go to another area. I'm not even saying leave anything. What I'm saying is, of course, I'm not blowing it off either. I'm not. It may be a solution for some of y'all. What we got to do, the reason Brother Seth is playing this video, the reason Five Smith Songs is putting this information out there, is because within this document that I can't open up now all of a sudden, but if you was listening on Tuesday night, I had this same link, and it worked. I'm trying to find it. I think I may have it on my computer. Probably shouldn't say that out loud, but I'm trying to find this document because I really want y'all to see this document. And it's on the Internet twice, and I would have to stop and back up the video to 18 minutes and 23 seconds and get some more words to cut and paste and look it up on the Internet. I don't want to do that to you. I want to finish playing this video, but real quickly. Folks, this is your New Orleans. This is your Katrina. We're supposed to listen to this information, go to the Most High and say, okay, what are we supposed to do? Because I'm telling you, they are targeting, as the information say, the Nation of Islam, 5%ers. They mentioned Black Supremacist Organization, and under which they had Nation of Islam, 5%ers, and the Hebrew Israelites. Them three they name out. But if you listen to the language of it, I'm trying to find the document, language of it, you will see that it's more than just them. Folks, it is so much more than the Nation of Islam and the Hebrew Israelites and the 5%ers, okay? It's a lot of black folks. It's the large churches. Anybody that can call 1,000 people out of the clear blue for any, you know, like a T.D. Jakes, any like the Eddie Long, Creflo Dollar, these folks have thousands of folks. This is what I was telling Joseph earlier, the gentleman that was on the line. He's actually got his hand up, so I'll have to bring him on a little bit. But anyway, I was letting him know that these are who they're going after. They're going after people that is going to be a problem to what the New World Order is trying to do. The government is trying to take – the United States controls the world pretty much, them and Great Britain. The European EU or the EU, they control the world. Japan is a wannabe, really. I mean, they control the world. I mean, for real, okay? And what they have an agenda, but the church is in their way. Thinking people's in their way, okay? Anybody that's talking about Israel, the Israelis is not the real Jews, it's seriously in their way. They got to do something with you, or should I say they got to do something with us. We are a threat. This message of the true Jew is a threat. I'm telling you, it is the biggest, because, like I said earlier, if the people over in Israel is not the true Jews, and the church, the real church, this giant organization called the church, pull support from Israel and seek to support another people as Israel, it's going to change, it's going to take our whole religious world and turn it upside down. That's what it's going to do. And guess what? I found this document. Now I got to figure out a way to, wait a second. Hold on. Anyway, let's finish this to the video. And, hold on, we got a hand up real quick. Let's see what the brother has to say. And hopefully it's relevant. Okay, actually we got, let's go ahead and see. All right, 804, go right ahead. Is that Joseph again?
No, I was just holding on until you was ready to bring me back in, you know.
Okay, all right. Yeah, Joseph, give us a few more minutes. We're going to listen, and then I'm going to try to get this link, because you know that link is now down. I don't know if you heard it on Tuesday when I had your link up to that particular document, but now that website is not working right now. So I guess Virginia found out about it and closed it down, but there's another link. So I'm trying to see if I can find it and get it to everybody real quick. So I'm going to go ahead and explain this, and we'll bring you on for the last comments, okay?
Okay.
All right.
I knew it. June was in Las Vegas, a constitutional expert named Stuart Rose. From Honest Abe to Barack Obama, he says president has been taking away our rights whenever they want. Executive orders over the years give the president...
Okay, hold on a second, everybody. Remember, we play these videos secondary to our guests. I value your comments even more so over the video. So I got another question I'm going to go ahead and open up. This is someone in area code 860. Go ahead and make your comment.
Hello, am I on?
You are on. Go right ahead, sir.
What I don't understand is how the liberal media is just growing and growing. It just makes no sense. All these companies that are primarily owned by the Jews are just, how are they this big?
Because of y'all Christians, because of you white Christians, y'all supporting that foolishness. That's why you Christians going to get destroyed, because you believe in that lie. Y'all go over Israel.
Say that again, sorry.
Joseph?
Could I break it down to the brother? I'm going to be real quick about it.
Okay,
see,
real quick. Go ahead.
Okay, see, the Caucasian Christians, y'all back in that foolishness over in Israel. Y'all go over there and them people spitting y'all drinks when y'all go to them restaurants and everything. They treat y'all worse than white people treat us over here. But y'all get hot and sold to them people over there in Israel as God's chosen people. Y'all know who the black man is, and that's why y'all going to suffer, because you is in denial.
Okay. Now, Joseph, let me jump in for a second. Now, first of all, caller, I probably should apologize that I let Joseph just jump in like that, because you called the show probably to speak to me, but he has a good point, and he has a good point. What is your name, first of all? I know his name. What is your name?
Steven.
Okay, Stephen, I think Joseph is right on point. He is right. We support he's right. It's the white that support Israel for the most part. Black people pretty much follow white people because we don't study, we don't research. You know, everybody's not like a Joseph out there is really digging. And so we just blindly follow the whites because they pretty much run the country. And we have this blind support for Israel. When we ask a Jew in respect, because we here at Five Smooth Stones, we don't preach hatred. We believe love. We love all people, and we know.
Mm-hmm. And that's the only way that people should live. But
I just don't understand how they're so dominant. How come we don't have that variance in all these corporations? They're all run by, I mean, I hate to be negative here, but by the Jews.
Well, you're not being negative. You got to be strong, just like our brother Joseph was. But let me say this to you. The reason the Jews are running rampant and controlling everything is because they are the Jews. At least that's what they say. People believe that they are the people of the Most High. When you believe they are people of the Most High, they automatically get points by governments of the world, people of the world, the religions of the world. These are God's people. So they have this carte blanche to just do what they want. Pat Robertson is defending them. TBN is defending them. The Word Network is defending them. Catholics is defending them. Everybody's defending these people because they claim to be the people of the Most High. Now, what Joseph was saying and what I'm saying is once we unravel who the true Jews are, now we're getting somewhere. And that's why we're on this terrorist threat list. And that's why this blog is exposing these people. Okay? So that's what happened. We have fallen asleep. We have endorsed. The Bible says that the Most High ran Israel out of the land of Israel into exile, into the four corners of the earth. Nowhere in the Bible does it say when Israel returns, it's just going to come from Europe.
Gentlemen, now, I don't know if you have seen the news lately, but Don Imus has officially converted to Judaism. I don't know if that sways your opinion of the Jews. I don't know, but yeah, Don Imus is officially Jewish now.
Right. What I'm saying to you, Stephen, and you sound like a young man who is really studious, as you wouldn't even be listening to this blog this time of night. What I'm saying to you is the true Jews of the planet is waking up. People are reading their Bibles and asking questions and breaking this blind trust in the United States government. They now see clearly they're waking up. True Israel is waking up like a lazy giant, like a Rumpelstiltskin. We're waking up. We've been asleep for a long time. And we're reading our Bibles and we're saying to the Jews.
That's what I need. I need an American government or a American people who are reading their Bibles and equating America waking up to goddamn Rumpelstiltskin. That's what I'm talking about. Thank you. America is just getting so much smarter. And you know what? Here I am wondering where all of our problems come from. We don't have any problems. We are like Rumpel fucking Steelskin. No problems. That's good. That was a good analogy. I've got one for you. I think that what you're doing right now, I think by you blanketing and saying that Jews are running rampant, let me tell you something. Not only do I agree with you, for I have videographed them, but I have confirmed reports that Rumpelstiltskin was a Jew. So I don't think that that's an appropriate response, saying that we're waking up like Rumpelstiltskin. I don't think that that's good at all. I think we're waking up like Cthulhu from H.P. Lovecraft. You want to drop some knowledge on some people about the American government? You quote some Lovecraft? That's like bringing Shakespeare to a British literature convention, man. You are loading up the guns and you are marching on Capitol Hill. You got to raise up your voice. You got to stand up for what you believe in. Original recipe, not the crispy, and you go, man. You just take it and you run with it. You run with it until you can't run no more, and when you are out of breath from yelling on Capitol Hill, you get those Jews out of office, you get Don Imus out, you get Barack Obama out, you get everybody who benefited from 9/11 out, you get everybody, you know, you get everybody back, you get America woken up, Rumpelstiltskin up in this bitch 24/7, and everybody is going to learn, you know, everybody's going to vote Democrat, it's going to be great. There is going to be Hennessy flowing over Niagara Falls that y'all won't even understand. Everything is going to be fine. You give it 15 years.
Stephen, let me jump in here and say this.
All right, brother, tell me to me one more again.
All right, let me say this. You there, Stephen?
Oh, I'm here, baby.
Okay, let me say this. First of all, Everything ain't going to never be fine until the Most High come and his Messiah reigns on this earth. There's always going to be evil on the planet until the Most High comes and this earth is set straight. This is the Bible. If you believe in the Bible, then you have to believe this is what's going to happen. It says that's what's going to happen.
I studied the Bible for a little bit, but I got to be honest. I got to be honest with you. Jesus was a Jew, man, and he's running rampant, I think. I think he's part of the problem, not the solution. I think that if you really want to go against the Zog machine, you're going to need to embrace a darker side of things. You're going to need to give it up to Lucifer. You're going to need to, you know, it's not so bad. It's not so bad. I mean, Lucifer's not a Jew. Lucifer didn't run around, you know, and fucking doing the Passover shit. Yeah, it's garbage. Jesus is part of the problem, not part of the solution. When he comes back, I'm going to greet him with a sign of the cross across the face with my ball.
Stephen, let me ask you a question. What did Jesus do in the scriptures that was a part of the problem?
Jesus? You know what? When were the scriptures written? Who do you think wrote the scriptures?
I asked you a specific question. Just answer my question, please.
I could write a book. I got a friend named Chris. I could write a book about how gay and fat and disgusting that kid is, stick it in a cave, and 2,000 years from now, some great, big, stumbling motherfucker is going to come across it and be like, oh, man, this guy Chris was fucking great. Oh, look at all the stuff he did. He was fat and greasy and Italian, and it's awesome, you know? No. The fact of the matter is the scriptures were written hundreds of years after Jesus was died. And I don't know if you've ever played telephone, but shit.
No, I know what you're going to say.
There's no way that dude walked on water. There's no way that dude turned water into wine. There's, you know what? He ain't coming back. And if you're going to, if you want to live your life like that, expecting
the
Jew carpenter to come back.
Let me ask you a question. How old are you?
I'm 25.
Okay, let me ask you something. And I want you to please hear me out. I mean, you've been very respectful. I'm gonna be more respectful to you, even though you've been very respectful to me. I'm gonna even be more respectful to you.
I appreciate it. Go ahead.
Out of complete respect for you, you have not been on the planet long enough to be that sure about anything. Now, hear me out. I'm 50, and I can't speak with such. When you say, hold on, let me get this out. When I talk, are you there?
I'm here.
Are you there, Stephen?
I'm here.
What I'm saying to you, sir, if you want to be a wise man, follow the wisdom of Stephen that like you that live to be 50 and 70 and 80 years old. Go talk to Stephen's like you. Whatever you do, let's say if you're an attorney, go talk to an attorney that lived a life similar to Stephen, but now he's 90. Listen how they talk. There are no absolutes a lot of times with people that old. How can somebody 25, 30, 40 be so sure about anything? What I'm saying is you should be, I suggest you be a student. And that means you just basically listen to that information, and you have your opinion, and you are entitled. But what I'm saying is when you say something like, there's too much going on with this whole Jesus story for you to say he didn't exist. I mean, you make it like you have some hard proof against this Jesus. Now, let me take
I'm not saying he didn't exist. I don't argue that he didn't exist.
Hold on a second. We got 60 seconds. I just want to say to everybody listening in the chat room, I'm going to lose you. If you're listening to this on the Internet, I'm going to lose you unless you do like Stephen and Joseph and call on the call line. The 760 number. I will lose you. Thank you for listening. This we will go another 15 minutes over the time, and you can listen in the archives for the rest of the show, or you can call the number because we got some more things to take care of with this subject that's very interesting. I would admonish you to call the number because it's going to get even better in the next 15 minutes. So, but let me just say this to Stephen, to you personally. I know there's frustrations around Christianity. I know there's a lot of fake folks. I know there's a lot of people that don't live this life. I understand that. I understand frustrations with a lot of religions. I understand that. All I'm saying to you, Stephen, from man to man, is please be a little bit more, I mean, just observant. Study. You young, you know, go, you got enough time to get 2 or 3 degrees. Go study this, study over and over, and you will see there are some consistencies even in all the religion. Go ahead. Go ahead. Stephen, go ahead.
Anyway, I really don't know. I'm not arguing that the man didn't exist. I'm simply arguing that he was not the Son of God, and I don't think that he, you know. You know, I think you're probably right too. I'm 25, and I don't know much, but I'll tell you what I do know. I know the hard facts. Oh, excuse me. I know the hard facts, and
what hard facts?
Help
me out. I want to know the facts. I want to know, man. If you got hard facts, sure you can have hard facts at 25. You can be a master of facts. You can know more than somebody 50 or 60. So I'm asking you today, with all these people listening, I'm asking you right now, with you got an audience right now, what facts do you know? There are people, there's millions of people that say they've been touched by Christ or God. They've been delivered from drugs. They've walked away. People have been healed. I mean, I know about the phony healing, but wherever there's a phony, there's a real one. So let's just focus right now on the real testimony. What do you have to say to millions of people that say that they have an encounter? The millions of Stevens that's your age, went to schools like you, had girlfriends like you, may have smoked pot like you if you ever did that. I'm just saying they lived a life similar to you. They're from cities similar to yours, and they say, oh, no, Christ exists. I approve.
All right. Do you want to know what I would say to the 50,000 millions that believe in Jesus and are crusaders for him?
Okay.
You ask me. You want to know what I would say?
Right. Keep it respectful.
It is rather respectful. I would urge them to take a long, hard look in the mirror, and you know, realize that, you know, look at what's important in their life, and you know, maybe when they're done looking in that mirror, they could go fuck themselves.
Yep. And you know what? That's about it. Now, are you there?
I'm here.
Okay. Now, let me say something to you, and I want you to listen to me. It's people like you and comments like that.
What do you mean? Whoa.
Hold on, sir. Let me just mute you because I got to say this, okay? But this is what causes people to study, because when they hear white people, now here we are having a religious discussion. We're talking about what's really going on. And I'm going to open the long phone line and let you back on. But see, I hear you got your boys in the background, you're laughing. You know, but this is what foster and create the atmosphere to make people say things like, you know, the white man is behind this and that. Because the arrogance that you would have to call and just hijack this show is some foolishness. As a matter of fact, I'm not going to bring you on. Well, you know what? I'm not going to bring you on because we've heard you out. And you're using profanity, and that's okay. You can express yourself like that. But, Stephen, I kind of knew you was going to go there, and I really just gave you enough rope to hang you. So I apologize. I repent to the Most High because I knew you would go there, and I let you talk enough to go there. You proved exactly what I knew you was going to do because I heard the guys laughing in the background. I knew sooner or later you was going to show the arrogance that a lot of whites have. They call a show when they hear a black person, they feel like they can talk any kind of way. Now, if I was a white guy, you wouldn't have did that. If I was your father having a show, you wouldn't have never. A lot of whites feel like they're superior to black people. They feel like our comments don't matter. They feel like when we say we're Jewish or we're the true Jews, they have animosity towards you. And this is why the brother Joseph, who came so strong out at you, this is why they have so much little pity for whites, because it's arrogant. And here you are, 25 years old, talking to a 50-year-old man, and a bunch of other people that's on the line, might I admit, and you're talking with the kind of arrogance that I know it all, I'm a god unto the world, and this is the problem. Joseph, I'm going to let you have a few more words, and then I'm going to wrap up with what I was going to say. Go ahead, Joseph. I know you got something to say on that.
Brother, this white man over here, he going to get utterly destroyed. I mean, he going to get, he don't know, he don't even see the Mack truck coming at him. They going to, man, he getting ready to get wiped out. And his baby's going
to. Hold on. I want you to really, really think about what you're saying. I'm not shocked by the gentleman. I knew he was going there. For one, he had people in the background laughing. I knew whenever he'd get around his boys, probably by himself he wouldn't pull that. But I get that a lot. I already know the spirit I'm dealing with. It's like, you black, you silly, you don't know what you're talking about. And that's one reason they have such issues with the Christ, Jesus, or Yeshua, because they thought it was a black man. And it's that racist hatred. That, you know, I don't even know what. But look, you made a comment I still don't agree with. I don't believe that all white. Hold on. I really am going to let you talk, Joseph. I know I got to get this out, though. But I want you to tell me, what do you mean when you say this white man going to get it? Because there are white people that fear the Most High, that follow his laws, and that would scold the Stevens of this world for being so disrespectful to the elders and to the subject. Go ahead.
Well, sir, I don't care how bright their son is out there. That white man do not like you, and he do not like me. He hates you more in the summertime. When he see us out there in the summertime with our shirt on, and he see he can't take his shirt off, he get mad as hell at that. It's just in him when he can't go out there and play in that sun like you and me. They hate us, man. Them foreign nationals going to be killing us. And them, you see what they did in New Orleans? You see what they did? Man, them white folks hate us.
Now, I want to ask you a question, Joseph. I want you to just think about something. I want to ask you a question. I'm going to let you talk for a minute. We're going to just let this go at least another 10 minutes, and then we'll wrap this up. But I want to ask you a question. Because there's a lot of Josephs out there that's tired of this white man. Now,
I really is.
I know, but what you got to understand, because if you don't watch out, you'll be tricked by the very thing you're running from. Now, listen to what I'm saying here for a second. Please listen to what I'm saying.
He hate himself. He hate himself, so why should I hate him? He hate himself. I'm not going to burn my rubber with him. I know who and what I am.
Now,
if he ain't bow down to me, that's on him.
Here's what I want to ask you a question. I want to ask you this
question.
I'm his
salvation.
I think to a certain point that's true, too. I think because Israel is in the land of captivity, Moses even said that we would be a salvation to basically the heathen. So that's true. But what I want to ask you is this. There are white people that actually, the information you're sharing today, everything you've shared today, they are saying that. There are white people that'll say, hold on, there are white people that'll say what you just said. A book called Chosen from the Caucasus, even Michael Moore in his book Stupid White Men, he makes the same statement you just made. Michael Moore basically don't believe that the white man is the problem with the world. He believes that. But Chosen from the Caucasus, this is Michael Moore, not Michael Moore, Michael Bradley, he does it from a scholarly standpoint. He shows how through our history, Europe has been behind pretty much most of the violence and bloodshed. So there's a lot of white people that agree with you. What do you have to say about them?
Well, if they refuse to join hands under my hand, that's their salvation. If they're going to stay in that arrogant attitude like they is today, then you're going to get destroyed. Like the white Christians say, if you harm Israel, then God will harm you. You know how they say it, right?
Right.
If you harm this black man, then it's destruction for you.
Well, the Bible says, I'll bless those that bless you, and I'll curse those that curse you. Not so much the black man, but Israel. Israel, the nation of Israel, I'll bless those that bless you, and I'll curse those that curse you. That's the Bible way of saying it. But listen, let me say this to you.
Know who the black man is.
Let me say this to you and Stephen, okay? I really want you to hear me out on this.
Stephen is a devil. He drank blood. That man is a devil worshiper.
No, listen, man. Listen to me. Stephen is 25-year-old white supremacist. He probably been raised, I don't know his parents, maybe not, maybe his friends is part of why he believed the way he believed. But he just got that arrogance. That, you know, a lot of white people, they're listening right now, you know, and they just kind of laugh. You know, just they don't take black people serious. Some don't. But there are some white people that secretly listen to black people like they are God. They take notes, they research stuff, and they know that the Most High is doing a work with them. But I'm telling you what I know. I'm telling you, believe what I'm saying, Joseph. Because what happens is, if you get caught up into name-calling and all this, what's going to happen, listen to me, my brother, I'm so serious. If you don't be careful, the enemy, the real enemy that Ephesians 6 talks about, will trip you up and cause you to wind up where they're going to wind up. I'm saying to you, be careful. Yes, that kid is a very racist, white supremacist, disrespectful, but he is not a devil. He is no more devil than Jay-Z for all the foolishness they putting out, making millions of dollars. He is no more demon than that Supreme Court Justice Thomas, who been an Uncle Tom for a lot of, probably done change, I don't know, but, you know, this self-hatred he has, the same kind of evil, man. Our people have that same kind of evil. We wrestle not against flesh and blood. Our war is not with the Stevens of the world. Our war is against his mentality. If you war against Stephen when he changes, you're going to still smite him. You're going to still offend him. His heart could change, and you'll be somewhere stuck at, he a devil, he a white boy, he a honky, he a, you know, whatever people call white people. I'm just saying, don't get trapped by that. You're too intelligent. Joseph, you have some strong information. People need you. Do not get tripped up by this little 25-year-old, arrogant, half-raised, half-taught, demon-acting child. He acts like a demon, but believe me, it's just a philosophy. It's just a mentality. He'll probably grow up and be like a lot of white people getting their 70s or 80s and say, I'm sorry. And
he ain't going to get a chance to grow up. He ain't going to get a chance to grow up because them young, you got them young Russians, same age he is, them young Russians, Germans, Chinese, North Koreans, they all over here waiting to get at him. And he better be ready. He better be ready. He's so busy trying to hate the black man, he better concentrate on what he got to do. Yeah. He got a battle on his hand, and he better be ready. He's so busy concentrating on the black man.
I'm going to go ahead and wrap this up, man. I always appreciate you stopping by. I always appreciate you stopping by, man. You always have got something to say. Like I said, please. And I'm serious when I say please. And by the way, please make sure you don't get tripped up by hating white people. They're not that strong enough, powerful enough for you to hate. They do not author evil. White people,
I know how to be specific. I know how.
What I'm saying, listen what I'm
ones,
saying.
Bad ones is.
What I'm saying, Joseph, the reason why is I know a lot of people getting tripped up, man, and trust me, if white people was the devil, I'd be the first one. I don't care if it costs me my life. I speak out, but I don't believe that. They're not that intelligent enough to be that evil. It takes a very powerful being that was here before the foundation of the earth, like evil spirits, to be true evil. And really, Let's go here. Even they not evil. Even Satan himself is not evil. He chose evil. He is. The Bible says, the Most High says, I made good and I made evil. Satan decided he was going to choose evil in everything, every way. So that's why we say he is evil. But no, that's even an upgrade to say he created evil. He didn't. He chose evil. White people can choose evil. Black people can choose evil. Chinese can choose evil. None of us have the intelligence to be evil or to. We say people are evil, and even the Bible says it, but you got to listen how it says it, because one minute it'll say this person is evil. It just means they're acting evil. It's a behavior. They're not the essence of evil. What I'm saying is anybody good? No, people choose good. Nobody is good. The Most High made good and evil. He says, I put before you good and evil. Choose. And we can be so good in our efforts that people say, oh, he's good. But really, nobody is good. They say good master, and Christ says, why are you calling me good master? There ain't but one that's good. There ain't but one that's good. So all I'm saying to you is, be very careful. You are a brother to be reckoned with. I've listened to you several times as you call the show, and man, you have some hard information. And once you start spewing that Elijah Muhammad hate the white man is the devil, you're going to lose a lot of good people that would take the message you got and run with it. So we're not going to act like them, okay? Let's not act like them.
Like I said, he hate himself. Why should I hate him? They hate themselves. And see, I try to be pacific when I go there with white people. I know there's good white people. I'm just talking about the bad ones. The good ones, they know who they is. And if they can't understand where I'm coming from, that's on them. That's on them. I'm talking about that filthy evil one.
Right, but
I got
what?
A right to call him wicked and evil.
But guess what? There are black people that fit that same bill.
But you
and
know
when
what?
When you talk like you're talking, hold on, Joseph. When you talk like you're talking, it sounds like it's mainly white people. I had to be careful with that because I would say to my white friends, well, y'all know who I'm talking about. But it don't sound like it. If somebody white is listening to you and they're digging what I'm saying, they're digging even your information that you put out there earlier, and then they hear you say that, they're going to hang up. They're going to leave the show because they're human beings. They're regular, they got feelings.
Bust up. They killing unborn babies, man.
No, they not. That's Stephen that was on the phone. And anybody on this blog talk, I guarantee you ain't killing no unborn babies. These are powerful white people that are wicked. They're not evil like I'm saying they're wicked, meaning their behavior. They powerful. It's one thing to go and break out a window with a rock because you're mad, but it's another thing to throw a rock and kill millions. You create a tsunami by blowing up, surface of the ocean. You know, putting dynamite or whatever the explosives are in the water and calling it a tsunami. That's a whole level of wickedness. Stephen, that little white kid, he don't have no power. For real. White person that's on the blog listening right now on the other line, they don't have no power. For real.
White supremacy don't have no power. White supremacy don't have no power. And they still trying to use
I'm talking about the people that sits on boards like the World Health Organization, IMF, Federal Reserve. Them some powerful white people, and they can bring lots of harm to our people. Those are the folks I target when I say the powers that be. But little arrogant, little racist little kids like that, they don't hold no water, man, and they definitely shouldn't have you making statements like you made. I'm telling you, you're gonna cross yourself up. That's all I'm saying. I'm saying
just,
you got
I just
something.
Told, I just told him the truth, brother self. You got them young white Germans, the same age he is, over here waiting to get at him, and he better be ready. I ain't trying to kill him. The Germans gonna get him. The Russians gonna get him. They coming at him face to face.
I will say this. I think a lot of what you say holds water, and I just only thing I would say to you and anybody else is, you're too valuable. You are a serious, just like what you're saying now. People can now hear your heart, and they say, "Oh, that brother, he really is cool." That's what they're thinking now. They kept listening, but what if they hung up? If they kept listening, they're saying, "Oh, he don't mean any harm. He didn't mean any harm." They gotta understand we're hurt, we're upset, we're angry, and you're gonna say some of the things you say. They gotta understand it. But some white people, they just don't know that, man. They're human beings. They only gonna listen to you say white folks and they devil so many times and they're gonna hang up. They regular everyday people. Just like if you hear somebody on the show talking about black people, you're only gonna tell you black folks is ignorant or black folks is this so many times, you're not gonna wait today after the end of the show when they say, "Well, I was sorry." You know, I don't know if you listen to the Mavericks, but the Mavericks just won a championship. I was listening to something Mark Cuban said. Mark Cuban talked about Kenyon Martin. Kenyon Martin, he told Kenyon Martin, that's a basketball player, he told Kenyon Martin's mom, "Your son is a thug." He was all hyped up in the middle of a show, in the middle of a game. The Mavericks was losing. Mavericks was beating. Actually, was losing that game. And he happened to yell out. He yelled out of being all hyped up over the game, "The Miami Heat is thugs." And then he looked over at Kenyon Martin and he said, "That includes your son." Saying her son was a thug. Kenyon Martin heard it and wanted to jump on it. Later on,
yeah,
Mark Cuban
said,
"I'm
to
sorry.
My mom, I would have wanted to get at him too."
Hold on. Later on, Mark Cuban says, "I'm sorry, I was just hyped up during the game." You can't do that. You can't get that hyped up. It's some things. Joseph, and I got to wrap this show up. Some things you can never, ever say, Joseph, out of your mouth if you're going to be on Blog Talk or any place speaking, you just can't say it. Because your heart is, everybody know your heart now, those of us that listen to you now, we say, "Ooh, he didn't really mean that." But a lot of whites, and you probably say, "Well, Brother Seth, you show trying to take up white people." I'm trying to take up for the righteous. And if a white man is righteous, that's my brother. Period. End of story. I will go to bat for him if he truly is seeking the way of the Most High. If a black person is seeking the ways of the evil one, they are my enemy. I have no holler for them. I am seeking to destroy. Listen. I am seeking to destroy, I'm not seeking necessarily to destroy, but I know that the wicked is going to be destroyed. And if I do what's righteous and if you do what's righteous, we going to, without even trying, destroy the wicked. I'm going to say it again. If we do what is right, without you even trying, you're going to destroy the wicked. If the wicked do what is wicked, without even trying, they're going to destroy the righteous. So you ain't got to go calling them devils and just keep preaching the truth like you do, Joseph. You got a lot of information. A lot of people, this is their first time hearing you tonight, and they don't know the other stuff you got. You got a lot of information. You've been studying for years, and you might not think so. Your English might not be super great and all that, but you are a scholar on a certain level because you know a lot of things a lot of us don't know. And I got enough sense when I hear people like you to say, "Okay, what this brother got? He got a part of this thing too." So listen, man, I gotta wrap up this show. I'm thankful that you and even Stephen call, and I hope he's listening and keep listening because I ain't got no hatred for nobody, but I'm about building this new but yet old nation of Israel, the true Israelites. I'm about building that nation and the truth that comes around them becoming restored as a nation. We're exposing these fusion centers tonight because they are
a watchdog. They're trying to keep us in place, Joseph. So that's why we talked about this tonight. Everybody, we're going to go ahead and sign out. Joseph, thank you again for listening, man. You got any more last comments before I mute you and close the show out?
I'm going to close out with this. I know during slavery time, a lot of white people did not like that. And I won't close out with that.
Did not like what?
Did not like slavery. But they couldn't
right.
do nothing about it, you know. No,
well, you know why? You know why they didn't do nothing about it, a lot of them? Because they didn't have no power. A lot of white people is no
they didn't
more
have no power.
They didn't have no power. They ain't got no money. A lot of white people, Stephen, I don't know if he does, but a lot of white people calling in, they just typical everyday people. I call them, well, they just like us. Let's put it like that. They don't have – that's new. That's not who I'm addressing. I'm not even talking about them. When I do these blogs and I'm talking about anybody making around $100,000, I'm not talking to you. You with black folks. You niggas, so to speak. You think you might be white, but you're not invited to the party. You're going to be with the mass nigga. Your kids go to the army, they're going to put your kids out of the front line with them black kids. But them senator kids, them congressman kids, I'm talking about the movers and the shakers. Those are the folks I'm talking about when I say the powers that be. I'm not talking about some little white guy you see at the light that's pissing you off because he's calling you the N-word. He's just ignorant. He don't read no more than the average black person. No, I'm not talking about them people. But listen, everybody, thank y'all for listening. I got to sign out. I'm going to go ahead and leave out with this song that's going to kind of put things in perspective. Joseph, again, thank you for listening, man. So I'm going to go ahead and mute you. And so I'll talk to you. Hopefully you'll be listening on Saturday at 11 o'clock. Don't forget 11 o'clock on Saturday, Central Standard Time. We talk about leprosy, Bible leprosy, the true origin of man, how we become the different colors, how the earth started out dark, dust-colored people. Stephen, that'll be a good one you need to listen to. And everybody, check it out. We show how everybody's truly one blood. It actually is against white supremacy. It's a show against white supremacy and black inferiority. So anyway, check this out. Check this song out as we go out. Listen to the words, and it will put everything in perspective. I cannot thank y'all enough for listening. I really value your time. And we do these shows for free. We don't get paid for it. It's only because I truly value your time and your mind and your potential in solving this problem and bringing new order to our world. So, actually, I can't cue this up because we're too far past the time. So, I'm going to just go ahead and close out. So, shalom. Goodbye. Thanks, everybody, for listening. All right.
Peace.